recently running out the door. Tears running down my cheek, pain all in my core. Take back the coach, your things don't want it anymore.
How is everybody doing this afternoon? I hope you're all doing well. Thanks so much for tuning in to me this afternoon. And like I say, at the top of the hour, I come on. You're on live with Afternoons with Delight. And like I said before, thanks so much for tuning in to me, everybody. Before I get started, you know what I have to do. And I do this at the top of the hour, as everyone does, I'm assuming. You know, but I know better than that. Anyway, what I do is the disclaimer. So WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speaker and guests. And they are not intended to represent WRFU, UC, IMC. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Anyway, before we get started, you know what I do? I introduce who's in the studio with me. And Draper is here.
Well, hey, y'all. Y'all already know it. How y'all feeling this afternoon? You know, just hoping everybody in a great spirit. You know what I'm saying? Really trying to move forward on the energies that what we all feeling. Let's talk about it today.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Anyway, we're hopefully waiting on some guests to make an appearance. We hope so. But if not, we can hit on it because I know I looked up a little bit of information about it. I know for sure that this is something also that Carol Ammons is trying to do as well. So I'm wondering if they're in participation with her or not. Anyway, we said we were going to touch on a number of topics, but a number of topics going on in the community. I feel like I sound a little strange today. But anyway, you know what? We were just riding in and, you know, just talking about the atmosphere. Just lately, you know, not atmospherically as in they're putting chemicals in the air. We're not going there, but, you know, like I said, the views expressed are those of the speaker and guests. And, but we're not talking about that air. We're talking about like the spirit of people, you know, just the way that they're feeling, the way they're moving, how things are occurring, and maybe even why they're occurring. Like we were talking about, and, you know, we always believe that there's a spiritual context in anything that we do. We believe we're receiving remnants of what spiritual battles people are typically facing, our community is facing. Because the one thing that we fail to realize, I think, a lot of times I think this, is that we're still connected. So, like, you know, it's like having your bad leg, right? And you know your leg is bad, and you know you got to wrap it up. You know you got to care for it a little bit differently than you do the rest of your body. But guess what? It's still your leg.
Right.
And I don't think that we're really understanding that context at all. Like, as much as we try to fail to separate ourselves from people,
right,
family. You know, most often at times, family, right?
Right.
And, but a lot of times we'll try to separate ourselves from people and family, whole time not realizing that, you know what? We still connected. We're still connected. So it's like the thickness in Illinois, the spirit of the context of Illinois is just feeling very disingenuous. It's feeling like, it's played out almost like people are in a tone or a texture of where they're feeling like, I don't know if I can really deal. And I think that's what we're, you know, when you see people who really can't deal, now you're seeing the eruption of emotions.
Right.
You know, those emotional outbursts, the reactionary things that we see with people who can't get their mind wrapped around what's going on.
But it's a lot of people who are experiencing a different type of awakening to where it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because to really notice who was the oppressor and really see and understand that, really, like really in your soul, like now you knowing 100% what you up against.
Mm-hmm.
So when you seeing all the difficulties that our culture struggles with to try to fit in, It ain't working.
Right.
You know, we done learned and educated in school systems that still don't reward us and still play us as if, you know, so all these defeating type of situations coming from a class of individuals or whatever, it's elites or whatever, who's just a part, we know, but they done a lot of damage. And I mean, it people fed up to just have to really be struggling on trying to find ways to fit in with this society when nobody wants to really support you for you being the culture you is, but you use us in every capacity for marketing or anything to push any of y'all products. We need to be compensated for these things, not just swindling us to purchase these mortgages and then we really don't own the house, then something bad happened, y'all take everything from. We tired of playing these games.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like you said, if you're not loving that culture who showed y'all nothing but love through all the oppression and the hard pain you brought us and still find a way to give you some type of respect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When is enough enough?
I know.
You know, and I'm grateful that some of y'all kids that's coming from those backgrounds of just pure hatred and rape and just racism, they the ones going to be able to correct you and tell you, Dad, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take them to really be the voice
for
their parents when our back is not there and we ain't in front of them to really explain, man. Y'all need to soften up or allow us some distance. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't nothing. Let it be told.
Yeah.
So allow them to see what they can do. But in your heart, you know for sure, I know they'll prosper and do something good.
Yeah. I think that's where we're at right now. What? And it's not a what, because I don't think we could really answer that. I don't think we could answer as far as what needs to be done. We're past what needs to be done. We
need
know
some
what.
People that have a realistic mindset towards making change and not being biased and trying to be cunning. We need some truthful people that really want to step up to the plate about this change, because we knowing that it's y'all people, so you have to go in there and have a true meeting about what's needed to change and stand on it. Because to just have all this nonsense and making this country a corrupt country all around in every area, how do you repair that?
Yeah.
Because now you're allowing the most illiterate people and to most ignorant people being the face and dictating and creating all these lows and ups and highs in our lives behind them basically giving people monies and stuff that people saying as taxes for the families and kids and stuff that's been working. Come on now. Mm-hmm. We getting robbed in our face. How do we have homelessness here? Yeah. When we seeing buildings and stuff open that nobody want to touch or, you know, just sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's intentional behavior that's being done that I think that's angering people, that people are tired of that. You know, because to just give band-aids to situations, people trying to get themselves stable so they never need you again. You know, and I think that's the problem, that a person won't never need them again.
Yeah.
So how do you live your life when somebody don't need you again?
Yep.
You know, now your ego kick in and all that other stuff that you feel that I got to go over there and irritate and cause drama and pain because they know how to have fun with their families and their peoples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Just to see those gatherings and everybody try to copy how those functions go, you know, it's only so much you can take now. It's like, it seems like it's just at a standstill right now.
Yeah.
People don't know what's the next creation to be, especially from our culture. What is the next thing we can steal from them if they can create? Because they don't know the next skill sets of what we have.
Yeah.
So now what is it about powering up and really coming for unity and start to build our own? That's the next one. You know, not trying to create something to be robbed or to be in a minimum size of life from your greatest ideas, because we have so many great inventors that never got the credit or the sustainability to them to be financial wealth providers for a generation. How's these bills that we create never gets put in our doggone hands so we can see the benefits of our buildings and stuff from our peoples? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't own nothing. You absolutely right. So when we sit there and think about this stuff and it hits us, because sometimes it hits some of us out the blue.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting around and then all of a sudden you like, wait a minute.
Right.
Every time I'm working, y'all got it designed for me to give y'all my check.
Yes.
Ain't no way. This can't be this got to be this slavery for sure. This is a trickology that if you don't see it,
yeah,
and then if you, and then when they got the power to let you go or so, like now your whole life is in shambles behind them saying you fired.
Yes,
that is horrible, man. To have let any corporation, any system, mm-hmm. to have you trapped like that.
That is,
you know
the
what
truth.
I'm saying? Because we shouldn't be struggling this hard when we willing to work and do the mm-hmm. most.
Right.
We overdo it when we get in these people businesses.
Right.
To try to prove that we're so intelligent and an excellent mindset to perform.
Right.
You know, so we need to be rewarded for that.
Because mm-hmm.
like I said, to be continuously going out there and they can play with all the gas. Come on, now it was just $6 for gas. Now it's $3 and something. Don't you see that's the game they playing?
Mm-hmm.
Tear our money down for a minute, right? Then we trying to build back up. Then all of a sudden, it's a war or something we don't have nothing to do with. And
right.
then the bills go up. We talking about Starburst and now later $2 for a pack of can. Come on, man. Y'all don't, and the stuff poison to us.
Yeah.
We rushing because they got our mind tricked so much and we don't even know how to figure out. We forgot how to make the stuff that we made from our ancestors when we got fed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody almost restaurant people.
Yeah.
People forgot the essence of cooking. That was the nourishment. That was family bonding when you had a good chef. You know what I'm saying? A good
mm-hmm.
chef always, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. That was tasting good. You know, we ain't hearing nothing congratulating each other, motivating each other.
No.
It seemed like now we didn't embrace total negativity on how we look at each other.
Right.
Men don't like women and women don't like men. And some of our greatest content creators are help pushing it to even add on to making them think that they right promoting separation from
that's,
the culture.
That is right.
Listen closely to the language of these people, y'all.
Yeah, that
you know
is
what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah, it be funny sometimes and it's heartbreaking.
Because
mm-hmm. some of that stuff they be strategically picking through our pains.
Yes.
And things that truly damaged us.
Yeah.
And we ain't heal from and make a reel out of that. Come on now, that stuff might trigger people.
Yeah,
so imagine the bitterness that's continuously living in people
mm-hmm.
behind never being around no type of crowd that's showing you how to heal because they ain't working on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like probably embarrassing because everybody knowing that we all growing in different stages and you afraid to go be around people and lose the little bit of growth you got because you knowing they crab and want to bring you down type people.
Yeah.
So here it go, practicing separation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Through hard times. You know what I'm saying? And getting tricked. You go outside, you don't even see blacks really walking around, especially in these small towns. But I do see certain class of people because this is how they wanted it, where you're not comfortable, you're on eggshells. We want to make you feel like if you come outside, we're going to do something to you. So now they can ride bikes up the blocks while you can't even sit on the porch without getting pulled over because y'all mob action. And it's really because y'all too many blacks together. All these are repeated cycle stuff that was done back then. Way back then, the same repeated cycle stuff that was done way back then, nothing changed. It's just the ignorance of who your enemy is changed to your assets and your mind. That's what
mm-hmm.
that's what you don't see. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so
the feasibility
these young ones
of what
are they blindly coming out here creating and doing these activities right off just growing up, you know, not really having the right hobbies and habits to get into to let channel that energy when you're
mm-hmm.
coming out just need to, you know,
mm-hmm.
let them, you know, get that stuff off so you can, you know what I'm saying, develop something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you engaging with a whole cesspool of everybody that was trained from the most punishing lifestyle that we embrace, hustling and things like that. That stuff destroyed us.
Yes.
That yeah. the street game destroyed us, y'all. We ain't even bounced back.
No.
People still holding on from plays in the game. But they always said it was cold, but it's fair. But that stuff hurt from a lot of the plays that happened.
Absolutely.
It was kids made out of that stuff
yes.
that wasn't loved like that, you know, all through bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
if you don't practice bad, positive behavior or be around people so you can get some help
mm-hmm.
and learning what some positive things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you have these
it
organizations,
matters.
They should look at that realistically. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? What is missing out these houses?
Man.
Don't just go pick, let's play ball. We need to have some men conversations for little boys because they don't have a daddy, somebody who probably got
right.
sense to talk
right.
to them in a manner that's going to develop them to something.
Man.
You know?
We could talk about that forever. And you know that we could.
Yeah.
Because we see the steady decline of what it is coming outside of the house to play. It real life is Chucky. This is really damaging to not only their environment, but our environment, every everyday people. You know, I'm talking about just on average, I'm wondering what is slowly declining because of it. You know what I'm saying?
I also feel people don't have time to build family no more.
No.
And that's crazy to say that even though they already got it built. Mm-hmm. But some people just ready to let it all go and just, like, basically start free and all over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you got little kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the mindset and the hurt and pain behind struggling by yourself have really took a toll on some of us, mm-hmm. especially those mothers who were young teenagers.
Man.
Who had little kids by, you know, men and stuff that was probably older, you know, and then knew that they probably didn't want to be exposed behind having a baby by a 15, 14-year-old and just left the little girl, and she had to figure out, you know what I'm saying, tricked her to be silent, to not tell the you know, the oppressor in your life, the petty, you know.
Yes. And,
it's
the
training that some of madness of some of us have out here. We like master heartbreakers.
It is.
Master, you know, relationship destroyers. You know, instead of practicing positive behavior, it ain't nothing to be good unless you fighting every day to be good
right.
and you really more evil.
Right.
Because just
Lord,
some of the distance and hate,
yeah.
when all we all should know we need each other.
Yes.
I ain't saying to be in nobody's life to cause no burdens or stuff, but information that can help, doors that can be open that could possibly, you know, give people little jobs and little tasks, because those are the stuff that the elders used to do. Remember, like, you used to have to cut the grass for some money. Stop giving these kids money without earning it.
Yeah.
Because we teaching them, you can give us all type of bad behavior and we're going to reward you.
That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying?
But
designer,
you know what?
Buying your kid expensive stuff don't mean that they disciplined with the correct parenting.
You know what? I mean, that's the truth of it all
right.
there. But I got to swing back to something that you had just said.
What's that?
Because it was about the misunderstanding that mothers that grew up in our era, in our time.
Right.
Did we really fulfill, and I'm speaking about myself as well, did we really fulfill what we were supposed to in regards to the daughters? Because now we talking about the daughters that are the 30, the 20, the teens. Did you really fulfill? Because right now I see so much of women right now, they on this kick of, you know, I want to be young and free. You know, and now you're leaving them without the wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to be so young and free. What's your impartation in your child and her mothering? You know what I'm saying? So now I'm thinking as we're talking about, I'm talking this through in my mind at the same time, because the correlation
right.
is there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not pointing the finger, blaming people. This is not what I'm doing, but I'm giving you revelation. And impartation at this point in time.
I mean,
because it's here.
You gonna, like I said, just like you had males that had bad upbringing and had to figure their way out, women did too. Because they remember, when I had a sister too that grew up. I know she wasn't no bad person or none, because we grew up trying to survive behind parents that had addictions, who were street people. Some of us, you know, I had to learn through my own experiences of, that's how you break those generational curses, when you start to get rid of those behaviors that's from a mother and father's, you know, personality.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you have people have addictive ways from their parents, because that's the traits that they had. So when you see the bad behaviors that you pick up, it almost was a reflection of your parents. So you got to look at those things and get those out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because those are poisonous tools, you know?
Right.
Because that's what blocks some of our blessings, those things that we ain't really working on, you know what I'm saying?
The things that we hold
right,
on
right.
to.
Right, right. So when you cleanse yourself, you'll see things more clearly.
Yeah.
You'll see the spirit of what is true for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because without having that inner light and really, really knowing what it is that you working on, you know what I'm saying, you'll be out here in disarray and loss. Because like I said, there's no help that's really dealing with mental illness or possible, you know, just confusion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't figured everything out in life.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And for anybody to act like they just got it all figured out, man, congratulations. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
Yeah, but I know it's some struggles. You know what I'm saying? Because I know being out here in the world, we don't always run into the most best people in our life, and you have to heal from those things. So, you know, but keep going, because like I said, that don't define everybody in the world.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So long as you know how to have that discernment and pick wisely, you know what I'm saying? Because
you should have learned.
Hey, listen. After a certain age and going through so much, you know what I'm saying, in all areas, and trying to just see, wow, man, what was my weaknesses? What was my strengths?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What did I learn behind these things? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
what did it take for me? Like, what was the weight on your shoulders to make you not look to say, hey, I don't need that energy of character? You know what I'm saying? Because I know what all that attracts.
Yeah.
I've been through it. You know what I'm saying? And played it out, been the sacrifice, because you know, in the devil's playground, I don't expect nothing to have any light into it, you know? Mm. It's a draining situation.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So to be at a mindset to where you're trying to, and you are pushing and elevating behind better decisions, your action's going to show, and people will see it naturally, you know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing to prove. It's just doing it for self every
day. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because to really want to be better, man, I got to make sacrifices.
Yes.
So, hey, I might not be able to hang with everybody today, because this is the way I'm going to stay focused. And I believe that this is what God wanted me to do anyway, the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about the ones that the enemy say that they believe in. I'm talking about the ones we know from the inside of the soul that really elevates your high level of thinking to even think like that.
Right.
So.
Right. It's truthfulness behind it.
Right.
You know, and it's just, but the correlation that we're seeing, the things that we know need to happen and reoccur within the household, within the structure, how to build, like I said at the beginning, when we first initially came in,
right.
You know, the you're still going to need each other.
Right.
At the end of the day, whatever situation you go into, you know that? That's crazy to think that no matter what I do, I still need another person. You know what I'm saying? So this is my thought, is that what are we missing? What do we need to do? How do you reach out for help? What do you think the best aspect of starting from a beginning point in place would be for somebody who really, like, what would you suggest somebody do?
Like I said, first you got to work on self, you know, really look at those things, write them down, you know, that those are your real biggest issues that it was hard for you to get over.
Right.
You know, really look at that when you see that, you know, and really say to yourself, man, this what was holding me back, or this what was irritating my soul, when it should never had that type of even effect, period.
Right.
Because you have to have a certain balance of what type of stuff that you embrace, because everybody's opinion should never have you to where you finna lose yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we take words to the point to where, you know, some people will react and do some things that they'll regret later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to be an intelligent thinker, you got to know what's your triggers.
Yes.
And we out here moving and ain't aware of our triggers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Reckless.
We moving out here in society, in the world, and don't even really recognize your triggers, and going around people that probably master triggers to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you always like, man, why am I always getting a feeling of disrespect or undermining? You know what I'm saying? So you know how to pay attention when people have, you know, jealous ways towards you, envious type state. You know what I'm saying? So be careful of that, man. And that spirit there, that's the dangerousest person in the world to be around, man, because how could you turn your back?
Ain't that
who want to be around some people that you can't turn your back and say, man, it's all love?
Right.
You know?
How do you operate being around people that you can't trust? Like, will you operate at your fullest potential? Because really, how can you operate at your fullest potential when you can't even really expose your full self to these people, because it's never going to be viewed in a manner that's even reciprocated or appreciated.
I'm real in belief that I know the Most High will move all situations, you know, when it ain't meant to go where you're going. You know, like I say, man, you always want the best for everybody.
That's
but
true.
If the mentality don't change, you know what I'm saying? You should never dumb yourself down to stay and fit in. Shame on you if you do that, you know? Because we are meant to grow here and be productive and teach and love and help people, each other. We are servant on the earth forever to people.
That's it.
We are servant to each other forever to people. Righteous ones, the ones who struggle, the faces that look like you. Learn how to love them people.
Right.
Be a servant to them.
Right.
Because when you constantly keep practicing negativity, because when it all, if anything ever happened, the only people that we're going to be asking to help is somebody with the same faces like you. So stop acting like that. Tone it down. Please promote positivity and put them weapons down, man.
Yes.
Please, bro. If all y'all got any type of say-so with any young brothers that you know that's kind of misled mentally, probably have some illnesses that they struggling with.
Yes.
Talk to them for a minute. Do like we used to do when we was young. Ride around, give them a little game. Talk to them, man. Soften their heart. Make them have another way to think about how to end something without having to jack yourself off.
Yes.
You got one life, bro. Don't let them do it like that. I catch them every time when they sit down with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. You know what I'm saying? Those how you get your stripes from the Most High to show that you really trying to help change and help his peoples. And them your peoples too.
Right.
You know what
Bottom
I'm saying?
Line.
To help, man, genuinely, man, to put somebody in a place, especially these young ones, they ain't got nobody. Don't ride by them and throw up nothing to them. Stop. Hey, let me holler at you for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I see y'all been out here a little bit, man. Y'all good? Y'all got anything to do? That's how you find out what skill set some of these. Some of the young brothers are smart, too, bro. They got some skills, bro.
They really
do. You know, just don't know. Just don't know where to, you know, shift that energy, man, and go with some people going to help develop it and push it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what some of these organizations should have, room and space for different type of skills that people probably need to help flourish and push to the sky.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Not
that
just
is
have,
so critical.
Not just have limited stuff to where somebody can't even get but just a small mind, because without exposure, you won't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't even describe the occupations that's out there in the world. So to have somebody that's openly sharing different things, what it takes to succeed in that and all these things, man, without questions, y'all, we get no answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We can't figure and read nobody's mind. So to say what somebody needs, y'all don't have any questions about things about self.
Right.
Because it's important. You know,
because
you won't know
world.
Who's around you that has the skill set to help you.
Right.
You know, just being genuine is important, man, because it goes a long way. Character, man. Character is important.
Yeah.
Always treat each other with respect and love, man. It ain't nothing to just speak and, you know, do some assistance if it's good for the love, man. I ain't looking for nothing. Just do something with it.
Because
you don't want to always be a crutch. That, you know, somebody always got, you know, you want to make sure that you be self-sufficient so you can stand on your own. It'll make you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Knowing I ain't got to belittle myself to befriend somebody for something. Let's be, you know what I'm saying? This men do. Men start to think, create. If I got to study, take a class, I will.
Right.
This is what you have to do. There's no excuses. Because you're sitting in the house looking, whatever. It's time to pick up things so to help us elevate. Because nobody's going to give you nothing.
No.
An empty box is just an empty box. It just stands still.
Yeah.
You know, when you know some things, you got some motion or some ideas to what steps going to need to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you got to be the biggest horse of your journey, because ain't nobody pushing harder than you. You got to.
Man, listen.
You want to know how people got rich in the game or whatever? They was consistent and stood on it.
Mm-hmm.
Same method. You can wake up every day trapping with all your might, because I'm finna make this today. You can wake up and go do some studies and seeing what type of field you want to get in. I ain't say no application. Study what field you get in, right? And build what you need to build. Because stop running to an application. That means you ain't thinking to your best. All us got dreams. We just ain't focused on ourselves, because everybody pulled on us and snatched each other from our dreams, because we all believed we was going to help each other.
Right.
But remember, we was all learning. So how can people who learning to be better try to help each other? Because it's a fight. You got to, you know what I'm saying? So don't trick yourself. And I pray that any of the young brothers take their time going outside trying to make friends today.
Please do.
Know what that mean in your heart when you're going out there. Have good intentions when you meet good men. Because you don't want to break bad relationships, because you never know who you're going to need.
That's so true. That's so
man, we got to be way more excellent in our approach and our communication respectfully to each other to really see the importance of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We forgetting things to take over and win nations ain't by a single hand. It's by a nation.
Yeah.
It's by a nation. Fear is not the option. You know, so we got to move more solid, man. We got it for real, because ain't nothing else. You want to risk trying to serve right now in the streets, just being realistic. It's so clean that you will stick out like a sore thumb trapping out a house. That's, listen, it ain't worth it, bro. They got so much stuff that's finna be easily picking you guys up. And anybody who want to take that risk, man, you're going to be sitting and losing and wasting your life in there.
Yes, you will.
For nothing.
Yes, you will.
For nothing.
Wasting time.
Don't go to jail and then your family and them ain't got nothing.
Right. Please don't. Please don't.
You know. But it's just, let me get back on here. It's just, man, we got to keep going.
Yeah.
We got to keep going.
Truthfully.
We got to keep going. We got to keep going.
Yeah.
Doggone person called knowing them on the thing. I knew when. But we got to keep going, people. Ain't no.
I've been getting them blocking them left and right.
Ain't no,
like,
ain't no stopping. Ain't no stopping. We got to keep going.
Yeah, that's
we got to keep going.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like we have to keep learning knowledge about what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being afraid to look at those areas that we know we need to tackle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We probably need to start exercising and training.
Right.
Being realistic.
Right.
Everybody else got their little places. We need to have gym and exercise. Different coaching to train your mind to know
when
to focus.
So
you know
serious.
What I'm saying? Like everybody else do.
But I mean, that's just right.
You know,
because you're talking about changing your whole mind.
If it was any type of battle, you got so many people on drugs and alcohol, your win is short. You're not finna listen. You got people waking up running 5 and 6, 10 miles daily.
Yes, DJ BJ.
For the breath, you know, the wind, the strength for working out.
Yeah.
Those cardio workouts, men need to do that.
Yeah,
that's most like important instead of taking medicine.
Yeah,
natural stuff that's basic healing. We didn't totally forgot working out. You know, detoxing, weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's free.
Yeah, true.
It don't have to be no whole setup to where you know you have to live on stuff that you know that's tearing your body down.
Right.
You see on these sites all these different pills now that they everybody a guru. But are you studying for yourself? Because like I said, when you take your time and research, you know, some books, you'll be even to know when somebody's reading, because the topics and conversations they'll be able to have be different.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell when people read because they have a different type of vocabulary, you know, in certain things. They can actually fulfill sentences. So it's just a lot we have to practice. And it's not, don't be embarrassed. Ain't no room for that. We just got to work on it and keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That's the bottom line right there.
Keep going.
Yeah.
You know, believe in self, keep going. You know.
I understand that completely.
And got to keep the Most High first. I'm talking about tap in, always have that silence so you can really hear yourself answer some of the questions you always wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
A long time
will
do that.
Answer.
A long time will do that. You
yes,
know, and then
it's not
disrespectful. It's something that's needed. You know what I'm saying? That's
that's
something that's your God given right to have that moment alone with Him.
Yeah.
And that's the inner you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The inner you is the most important person to stay attached to.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because we lose ourselves when we go out of ourselves. You know, it's easy to be convinced and manipulated when you're too far out yourself, because everything makes sense that you ain't really go in and find out was it true.
I know that for sure. When you ain't listening to his direction, you'll listen to anyone's. So be careful.
It's gonna be a test to prove if black people love each other. And we gonna find out 100%.
Man.
Because if we don't love each other, it'll be easy to get rid of us.
Yeah, it will.
So just stating to say that if we don't love each other, we won't have nothing to even stand up for ourselves.
That's a driving force.
The spiritual battle that is going on right now.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's working on us, man. We got to let that go. We ain't the hate. We ain't no hateful people. We loving people, but we warriors, we thinkers, we kings, we queens. You know, we gods, we goddesses. We come from a royal rich bloodline, and people know it because nobody treats a people like that unless you something.
Yeah.
You got to be something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to try to convince you that you not, you better not ever believe that.
Yeah.
Never believe that. Always love your culture and what you come from. Even though it has some chaotic interruptions and, you know, injections with things. But trust me, we know now.
Right.
You know, it's a different class of elders here from my generation. We know now.
So,
you know, our studies and their laws and things like that, we know now.
Yeah.
You know.
That took a lot.
So now I can see why one world order, all this garbage want to be created, because now you got to change the whole narrative because they know we know now. Now it's to control all your daily living, your funds, everything, the vehicles that you drive. I believe they're trying to destroy our cars.
Yeah, that's the truth.
These bad gas, these 15 and ethanol and all that, they're trying to destroy our cars.
That's the truth right there.
You know.
I mean, it's just so many different things going on. Because you're talking about, the foods that we eat, from the air that we're ingesting, the different things and the different chemical compounds and the different ways that it is affecting, you know, the human body is unreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't get with the times and get on researching this stuff out for yourselves,
right,
you are truly going to be left behind.
I'm telling you.
And I'm not referring to no movie. I'm referring to life in general. The next wave of what is getting ready to happen.
Right.
And I'm not trying to fear monger. I'm not trying to invoke that into people. But what I'm cautioning you to do,
right,
is to be aware. Mm. You know, I've always been told to be aware is to be alive. You
better know it.
So I don't know anything else to say other than that to you right now.
I mean, if it needed more, like, description, to be aware of everything around
everything.
You know what I'm saying? To be aware of people that you knowing that don't love you and care for you. To be aware of yourself. To
the
be aware of everything.
Taking.
You know, don't leave out nothing that will cause harm for your growth.
No.
Anything that affects you, that's what you need to make sure you learned your lessons from so that'll never happen.
And you know what? Ask somebody. If you don't know something, instead of going through weeks and months and weeks and years of struggle,
right,
if you don't know it, ask somebody. Ask somebody that you know has that knowledge. And it's probably going to hurt you a little bit to ask, but you need that pride to get knocked down in order to understand. If you don't know it, it's easy to make a phone call. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about from young people that are listening as well. Because you know what? I know we're going to forever go through the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to forever go through it. So I'm just like, listen, at some point in time, we got to get to a place where we're not going through straight struggle. And that's our normal way of being. You know, we had that conversation before where, you know, the comfortability that people of color have made it seem that it's okay to be in a poor state of mind. Because this is what it seemed like it's cool. So, you know, when you had those little kids that wanted to come over that was different colors than you,
right,
you know, from the other side, and they wanted to see what it was like, it was the same as your house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But making it okay to seem like it's okay to be impoverished is not where we're trying to be or align up with or be in the capacity of thinking, because this is what it has appeared to be. This is not comfortability, not being able to go to your local area and get needs to fulfill what you need. We're watching struggle every day. We watch struggle every day in any kind of capacity. And I'm not saying for one color or another. I'm saying for all people. Because right now, there is no security in nothing. You know? And this is my thing. Let's circle around to this before we end the show today. Is really getting a hold on your mental illness and your mental wellness.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a licensed therapist. I can't speak on some things. I can only refer you out, but I am a licensed minister.
Absolutely.
I can share some things, you know, that only a spiritual person can make this connection to.
Right.
You understand? So, listen, you know, I believe that really, people need to reround and refocus, because once you refocus and you get your mental together, most everything else falls in line. If you don't have that together, you're operating out of order. Because if you can't get your mental to get up in the morning to get yourself dressed, those are the very little, the smallest things, but sometimes it takes a lot. I done been there. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't function and the struggle is real just for you to do day-to-day activities. So I'm telling you, if this is your problem in your area today, you need to make a phone call so somebody can get you some help. Because you know what? The amount of people that we're seeing missing from various things that they should not be missing from, like their child's education, like their child, you know, having somebody show up for them at this event, or them introducing their children to things. I want to talk to the women that are really struggling today, because I know y'all out here. I know y'all out here, and I know it's really hard, because I'm telling you, I'm watching the move of the children right now. So I'm like, why is all this confusion, this chaos? If mama ain't good and solid in the house, you know what? Ain't nobody else going to be good and solid neither. So I'm saying this just, ladies, if you need the assistance and you need the help and you need somewhere to get pointed to, somewhere to go, because I know at the end of this video, I get inboxed quite frequently from people who just listening. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they'll refer and they'll be like, I really needed that today. I don't even know where that came from, but it was just in the air today. It's just in the air today. It's just a weight being, it's a weight that I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But prepare yourselves. Get yourselves in order. You know, go get that blood work. Go get that lab work. See if your B12 is dropped. You know what I'm saying? See if you need some vitamin D, because this, you know, we've been in the dark all winter long.
I still kind of just trip on how our fruits.
Yes.
Just literally changed in everybody's
overnight
face, and ain't nobody complaining about
overnight
these GMO
no seed,
foods and
no
things that
seeds
don't even give you the proper nutrition that you need. And I'm like,
no.
Even the grapes, I'm like, where's the regular food at?
No.
You know?
No.
I'm talking about almost all fruits don't even have their original insides.
I
you know. And
I
that
know.
That is crazy to me, you know? And
that we
and,
would even
and
be
eating
seeing
that
it
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Consistently, and you know, and wondering why people don't have the best vitamin systems.
Oh,
that
no.
Cause you know, you
because you
stuff
did it on purpose,
right? Because you like, hey, I've been eating my beets and my vegetables,
no,
and none of this stuff seeming to give me the you know the nutrients and the energy that it's supposed to, unless you're getting it somewhere out of the country.
Yeah,
cause it's like we've been targeted to just poison Americans. I don't know,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just weird,
yes.
You know. I'm like. And everybody's just in a blind blitz of just accepting it. Like, yo, is this real meat? You got to almost ask these people. Then that's crazy.
That is.
To even think, is
this
real
is
meat?
Yeah.
Or is this any other meat that we ain't never supposed to be having?
Exactly.
You like, please tell me. Don't
exactly
just package nothing up.
I know.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
And you totally putting people's health at risk. No wonder people catching these cancers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
if we eating something that the Most High definitely said do not do.
Yeah.
and yeah. we enjoying this stuff with hot sauce and ketchup and barbecue sauce. And I'm like, I know we ain't sitting up in here having
your
no friends with no barbecue sauce, you know, or some hot sauce or something.
It shouldn't be that nobody would even have to think that.
You know, because just to even think that, you know, and knowing that, because I always wondered, if it's billions of people in the world, right? I know we ate all the cows and stuff up. You know, it might be a little bit on the front, them ones that we can't eat, because that'll take the front off that. What are other, because if we serving meat like this.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, everybody like to go out and buy these expensive steaks and, you know, the burritos, all this stuff, and it's just always
meat. Listen, I hear what you're saying.
You know.
I hear what you're saying.
So I'm like, I'm just being realistic, trying to think with sense. I'm like, wait a minute, you know. Because if we producing that stuff that fast, because I know we eat, if on the meat side, if people was eating meat, I know we eat some millions of cows daily. I gotta be.
It has to be.
You know.
Yes, and it has to be, honey. I'm in agreement with
you. And it's been how many years since we, you know, so I'm like, and then more people coming in from everywhere. Yes. Remember, we got an influx of people. They was like sandwiches for everybody. I don't know. I just was saying, I don't know.
It's just crazy. Sandwiches out of everybody.
I mean, probably sandwiches out of everybody. I don't know. But if, because I'm like, they don't supposed to be over here. That's, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, because you wondering.
I don't.
You wondering.
I
right,
don't know.
If some people came over through whatever interest they got through, they don't know. What you do with ain't no room, make a sandwich out of them. I don't know. That's what they sound like. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I mean, you know what? It's a dangerous world out here.
Ooh.
It's a dangerous world out here. I know that much. You know.
How do you like the texture of this new, like, ground beef? Does it really taste like the old ground beef that you ate? You know, it seemed like it's.
I don't like any of it because I'm afraid of it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have discussions about eating various foods all the time, and sometimes we just be hungry, but sometimes, you know, it don't taste right, and it don't, and then I silently just get rid of it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm experiencing the same thing. Like, but yeah, so I'm experiencing the same things, but I don't want to experience that because that's kind of just nasty to even just consider that, which is why I told you I just told Mom and them yesterday. I said, we considering going straight with just straight vegan because I was like, we're just at this place and point where I think we can make better choices out of beans and creating different things with those things. Than what we got choices on the shelves and the counter, because you're kind of just too scared to go into the store. And this is just my opinion. Let me always reiterate that is that we don't know what necessarily we've got anymore because, you know, the ingredients list is getting longer and longer. I remember growing up and my mother had this thing about Earthobate. I don't know if you've ever heard about Earthobate or not, but Earthobate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Earthobate is listed on hot dogs.
Right.
It's ground up worms. Mm. So some hot dog makers,
right,
they grind up earthworms and put it in the hot dogs. So my mother would always look at the hot dogs every time we go to the grocery store,
right,
just to make sure it wasn't Earthobate in the hot dogs, but nothing else. And now I'm growing up and I'm adulting.
Right.
And now we're together and now we're looking at all the ingredients because you don't know what the ingredients even is. Because now you got to use your phone in the grocery store just to read the ingredients.
If you're conscious to think like that. Most people go to the store and just, they look at the meat and see the price and try to find a reasonable price. And then you might go over and say that cultivated stuff. And then you don't know what the language of some of this stuff mean. And that's telling you fake meat. and you go buy that because it's $3 cheaper than the original.
I think this needs to be an activity or an event that we
put on. Actually knowing how to look up the ingredients and stuff to see what foods are healthy and don't have a lot of these pesticides and all these different type of, A, B, and C, this and that, you know.
Right.
Because I think that's a big part of why black health is falling off, being honest to me. I believe that because of the food selections that we maintain, you know what I'm saying? Because if you really think about it, most of the foods that we love was the worst of the worst to give to us, you know what I'm saying? And we made that a delicacy because that's all we could afford to eat. So
the chitlerins,
all those different stuff that we thought was good for us, remember, it was given to us as something to,
the scraps.
What it was. Right, and maintain that, and it was passed down traditionally behind great-grandmama and that stuff and grandmama, but we never really took the time to look at those meat sources. I can see the greens, the okra, the succotash, all the stuff, the vegetable stuff that they kept in the little mason jar. I'm talking about consistently when, you had someone who really, like I say, the chef is the medicine man in the house, and you should know what your family and lineage, what y'all eat and what's good for y'all, what breaks each other out. Because, remember you used to have a breakout with food and the parents and stuff, you used to pay attention. Now, that was that stuff that he don't eat that or she don't. We don't pay attention no more. That's why I say the attention factor of the house is in shambles. Because it's like nobody knew how to get back to glue and glue that back together in your house,
Right.
Keep all yours in there so you can retrain them. And don't lie to them. Listen, no, we're in the house. We need to stick together for a minute because we're losing ourselves going out,
Yeah. That's what I said.
And hopefully the kids love you enough to listen to you, to believe that and allow, that in-house type of teachings and gatherings so they can, kind of figure out some other ways to come out there, especially if you got kids that's always getting into it and possibly can get, in bad situations that you don't want to, no parent want to happen to their kid.
Right.
And you got to keep them in. You got to go back and work with them.
Right.
And kind of really explain to them that stuff in the strongest way. And hopefully that if it's any uncles, brothers, like I said, any men, man, you see them young brothers out there hurting, just going through something. Because a lot of them don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Really be struggling. Some of them be hungry, y'all. Look out, man. Don't just, because they ain't going to say nothing.
And see, this don't even count for just young men.
Yeah, that's anybody.
This account
this is for people, like I said.
Yeah.
But I say this for most of the young people because they need to know that it's positive adults out here that truly want to see y'all be better because y'all are our future.
Yes.
So it's important for us to always have gestures and, comments and things that's help push them and motivate them. So encouraging them and show them whatever little tools you have, you know what I'm saying? Because it's way bigger than just yourself, especially for these kids. Yes. And they need to have something to be able to go off of. Because remember, we getting misinformed information given to our kids. That's why, remember, you can just pass them along. Pass them along. So to me, that's saying if you could read or write, you still going because you aging. And that's horrible.
It's the truth, though.
And that's horrible.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Like I said, to have any systems or stuff created like that, don't you see what it is?
Right.
Because everybody else seem to have some different knowledge that they get to perform. Or since it's they peoples, they gonna always have a door open. You know what I'm saying? Because they can always be like, hey, Johnny's good. Johnny don't even got a GED. But since they run the system, they're gonna always have a door open for themselves.
Right.
You can go and get a master's and everything, and they really shocked that you did it, and then they give you $10-$15 an hour, $17, and you're smart enough to actually run their own,
company,
and it's like just people treat you so,
everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like they ask for something of intelligence or a skill set, but get intimidated when it comes, especially when it goes to when they start to look you up and down, because now they inspire probably how your look is, what you do, the way you know.
Right.
And it goes to that jealousy, envy stuff. And I'm like, why is it always to that mindset when people try to come amongst each other that y'all say we need our smart ones together, and it goes to like a swing of everything against each other, like you this and that, and you think you this. I'm just trying to share, brother. We ain't even had to take this to, emotional, best friend situation. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to help elevate the community with skill sets.
You know what? But that's a troublesome thing. Because, like, we had that conversation before where we were just talking about sometimes, you know what, the introduction of something new to somebody who actually wants it is really almost a cat and mouse type situation, because they might say that they want it until they actually are presented with it. And that becomes the struggle. And I think a lot of people who go through that mannerism struggle with self-worth and self-identity at that point in time. So it makes it like a difficult, I can't see myself doing any better because I don't really deserve any better. Sometimes you have to move people out of these circumstances in order for them to see something, which is what you were talking about earlier with the different organizations that are out here and the capabilities of what they could offer. You know, being able to take somebody just down to Southern Illinois just to see the university, just to see the campus, you know what I'm saying, is something. And you know what, but I know kids who've never left Decatur or Champaign ever. Right. And they're 13, 14, 15, 16 years old who've never left this city. So to have an adventure or a trip or be able to go somewhere to see something that they've never seen before and then see it as a possibility for me to get out of here.
Right.
You know, I think it's huge. Every summer, I cannot remember this group, but they're at the University of Illinois where they help students that are minorities. What is that called, Kiwi? I don't know if it's called NAMI or something like that. But anyway, there are a group of students that are African American, and they help only African American students or students that are minorities, right? And so they can be Chinese, they can be Filipino, they can be whatever, you know what I mean? Right. But as long as they fit up under that color narrative. Anyway, they help them and they take them all around the United States of America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is
that
something.
That exposure opens your mind to know that it's something else out there bigger than what I thought. Because when you can say, oh my God, dang. Now your brain lit up. Now you can start going into thought process, because I've seen this. I've seen kids my age doing this. Oh, and they don't have no negative nature to themselves, because now I'm learning now, because I don't want to be the clown. So you, now it makes a kid pay attention, because you're seeing other behavior. You know what I'm saying? Kids who well-disciplined, well, you know for sure they can't get triggered because they know what they trying to do with their life. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to be a, you know, they help and showing you how to help each other as young men, you know. Come on, bro, I'm going to help you too, you know. And they be like, no, I don't need no help. No, you need help. I'm going to help you, you know, and really make it comfortable and vulnerable to know that it's good brothers and sisters out here that genuinely trying to learn things too. Right. It's uncomfortable. And then they get so frustrated when they don't know. So it makes them, you know, pull back on, you know, fully completing their task with when it is for studies. So, you know, just to continue to, you know, allow you to pay attention to the areas that they need to critique so they can understand a little bit better. Because, like I say, just being consumed with all this, these internets and phone stuff, man, you got to grab their minds back to put them in a good place. But like I say, we got to just kind of keep pushing, keep going, you know, keep going.
Right. It's 3:58 already. We need to wrap up. Yeah. So can you say your last goodbye on this last minute?
As another day. I'm just grateful, you know, that we have an opportunity to wake up to at least let a word come out here, and hopefully it touch somebody and make somebody think a little bit different and try to work on some things and add to the communities. I wish everybody a beautiful afternoon and evening, and we'll see you next Thursday. Right. Peace and blessings.
Great. All right, guys, it's 3:59. We're going to wrap up the show for today. I appreciate all of y'all getting online with me today. Keturah, Damon, Trees, and Kiwi. Thanks for y'all getting online with me today. I really appreciate it. But as usual, You've been on live with Afternoons with Delight. Draper's been on live with me as well today. And I guess we'll talk to you all later and see y'all all next week when we wrap things up again. Maybe we'll have a little bit more information to give you on another topic that we were going to be touching on, which is reparations in Champaign